A long, long time ago, not so far from here, a giant was guarding the icy river that leads to the land of the damned and the deceased, when suddenly he was rattled by something he had never heard before. His watch had been nothing out of the ordinary until then. His feet were deep in the water, with the stream of lost souls flowing by, staring at him in silent terror. He would look down at them with a grim stare, not a trace of pity in his heart for their destiny and demise. For he had been standing barefoot in the river for so long that the cold of it had frozen his heart, and perhaps even his soul. Then he heard the sound, like a voice, but not screaming, not pleading for mercy, certainly not like the bone-chilling, dark voice of his mistress, the Queen of the Underworld. This was a voice, but it was not talking. It almost sounded like music, but not music as that of the thunderous marching drums of the giants. It was light. The words were almost dancing. The giant tried to ignore it for a while, thinking that it would go away. But it did not, and finally he decided to go figure out what it was. Something like that could not go unnoticed so close to his post. Or so he told himself. Because what the giant had heard for the first time ever was a girl singing. The song was so happy, so full of life, that perhaps it could even touch the frozen heart of a giant from the land of the dead. He found himself drawn to it. He had to know what it was. So he started making his way up to the surface. And soon he stood face to face with the trees, the flowers, and the heat of the sun. Something that may sound really nice to you and me, but not to a giant who is comfortable living in the cold, dark underground. He squinted his eyes, almost blinded by the sunlight, disoriented, with one hand shading his eyes and another stretched out in front of him, he made his way to the shade of the forest nearby and sighed with relief as he got there. Then he heard that lovely sound again. He made his way through the forest towards it, and when he looked out from the cover of the trees, he saw something he had never seen before. A girl was bathing in the water, singing, full of joy and life, so different from anything he had ever seen. In a language that sounded like rocks being slowly crushed, he could not help but to silently mumble, "What a beautiful creature." It did not even occur to him that giants are supposed to be silent. This had indeed turned into a strange day, the last day that the giant would ever see his home, the underground world.